And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Bishop Mandla John Khumalo of the Confessional Lutheran Church in South Africa, the CLCSA, passed away on March 1, 2021 after a brief illness. He was 60 years old. A funeral service for the Bishop Khumalo was held on March the 6th, conducted by Bishop Emeritus David Tosedi of the Lutheran Church in Southern Africa. The Reverend Mangoba Zungu will serve as acting bishop of the CLCSA until formal elections take place. At some point, we will depart this world, Bishop Khumalo wrote in a reflection on Facebook a few months ago. I pray that, when I depart from this world, I should do so having served my God, my people, to the best of my ability. We are saddened to hear about the loss of Pastor Mandla, yet find comfort in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, said the Reverend Dr. Timothy Quill, General Secretary of the International Lutheran Council, in a letter of condolence. The CLCSA will miss the remarkable leadership of Bishop Mandla, yet we give thanks to God for the blessings our Lord has bestowed on so many through his faithful witness. Prior to becoming a pastor, Bishop Khumalo was a rebel in South Africa against apartheid. When the police were looking to arrest those people, I was one of those people they were looking for, Bishop Khumalo explained in an interview with the Michigan District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. While attempting to flee the country, he and his companions sheltered in a church. The pastor one night invited us to a revival crusade, he explained. We really didn't want to go, but as a courtesy to this pastor, we decided we would attend this service. The proclamation of law and gospel that night led to Bishop Khumalo's conversion. He returned to his hometown of Middelburg and presented himself to police, explaining that his faith in Christ had led him to turn himself in. The authorities instead let him go free. Bishop Khumalo began sharing the gospel in his home community, which led eventually to the establishment of a congregation. He graduated from the South African School of Theology in 1981. Over time, Bishop Khumalo made connections with members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the LCMS, through whom he came into contact with Lutheran theology. He eventually was accepted into Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where he began studies in 1988. The congregation back in Middelburg subsequently also became Lutheran. Today, the church body, which grew out of Bishop Khumalo's missionary work, now counts more than 22,000 members throughout South Africa. In 2018, Bishop Khumalo led the Confessional Lutheran Church in South Africa into observer membership into the International Lutheran Council, the ILC. He further represented his church in recent unity talks between the CLCSA and the ILC's two other member churches in South Africa, the Free Evangelical Lutheran Synod in South Africa and the Lutheran Church in Southern Africa. Archaeologists in Egypt have uncovered an ancient Christian monastery complete with three churches, monk cell, and biblical graffiti dating back some 1,500 years. The finds at the Tal Ganoub Kasr al-Gazou site in the western desert's Bahariva oasis shine a light on monastic life in the area of the 5th century AD, the team said. The mission unearthed several buildings made of basalt, others carved into the bedrock, and some made of mud bricks, the Egyptian Antiquities Ministry said. The complex is comprised of six sectors containing the ruins of three churches and monk cells, whose walls bear graffiti and symbols with Coptic connotations, said the ministry's head of Islamic, Coptic and Jewish Antiquities, Osama Talaf. Head of the joint French-Norwegian archaeological team, Victor Gika, added that in the mission's third excavation campaign last year, they discovered 19 structures and a church carved into the bedrock. The church walls, he added, were adorned with religious inscriptions and biblical passages in Greek, revealing the nature of monastic life in the region. The discovery will help experts understand the development of buildings and the formation of the first monastic communities in that area of Egypt, he added. The remote Tal Ganoub Kasr al-Gazouz, which lies around 180 miles southwest of Cairo, was occupied from the 4th to the 8th centuries AD, peaking in the 5th to 6th centuries, explained the French Institute of Oriental Archaeology. The organisation, who oversees the mission, added that previous excavations undertaken in 2009 and 2013 shed light on subjects including the production and preservation of wine, as well as the husbandry of animals in a monastic context. Cairo's tourism sector has suffered multiple blows in recent years, from the 2011 uprising to the coronavirus pandemic, and officials have hoped that several recent major archaeological discoveries will spur visits to the region. In February, it was announced that a high-production brewery, believed to be more than 5,000 years old, was uncovered at a funerary site in the country's south. Also last month, an Egyptian Dominican archaeological mission working near Alexandria said that it discovered mummies from around 2,000 years ago bearing golden-tongued amulets. And in January, Egyptian officials unveiled ancient treasures found at the Saqqara archaeological site south of Cairo, including a sarcophagi over 3,000 years old, in a discovery that Egyptologist Zahi Hawass claimed rewrites history. Israeli archaeologists have unearthed 24 Dead Sea Scroll fragments from a remote cave in the Judean desert, the first discovery of such Jewish religious texts in more than half a century. For the first time in approximately 60 years, archaeological excavations have uncovered fragments of a biblical scroll, the Israel Antiquities Authority, the IAA, said in a statement. More than 20 bits of parchment were found after teams rappelled down an 80-metre cliff and scoured the Cave of Horror, so-called due to its precarious position, and because 40 skeletons of women, men and children were found there during excavations in the 1960s. Jewish rebels are believed to have hidden in the canyon south of Jerusalem 2 millennia ago to escape a Roman advance. The fragments from the Hebrew Bible may have been stashed in the cave during the Bar Kokhba revolt, a Jewish uprising against Roman Emperor Hadrian between AD 132 and AD 136. The IAA said the scrolls it found were Greek translations of the books of Zechariah and Nahum from the Book of the 12 Minor Prophets, and were radiocarbon dated to the 2nd century AD. The name of God is written in Hebrew. One fragment read, "These are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to one another, render true and perfect justice in your gates." Following a years-long dig across caves and cliffs, the authority said it had also discovered a 6-millennia-old skeleton of a child and a basket it described as the oldest in the world at over 10,000 years. The authority had commissioned the operation in 2017 following reports of plundering. IAA Director Israel Hassan said the findings were a wake-up call for devoting more resources to continue the project, and said it had only surveyed half the cliffs so far. "We must ensure that we recover all the data that has not yet been discovered in the caves before the robbers do. Some things are beyond value," Hassan said. Sections of the dig took place in the occupied West Bank, a part of the Palestinian territories, a common Israeli practice that has led to controversy. The IAA coordinated with the Defense Ministry, which runs the occupation. The original Dead Sea Scrolls, a collection of Jewish texts, were also found in desert caves in the West Bank. However, they were discovered by nomadic Bedouin shepherds in the 1940s and 1950s. Those texts included sections of the Hebrew Bible, 1,000 years older than any previously known copy, and revolutionized the understanding of Judaism from which early Christianity emerged. The Vatican decreed that the Catholic Church cannot give its blessing to same-sex unions because God cannot bless sin. Pope Francis signed off the 2-page ruling, which was published in 7 languages by the Vatican's Orthodoxy Office, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. It called on Catholic clergy to treat gay people with respect and sensitivity, but ruled that blessing their unions would approve and encourage a choice and a way of life that cannot be recognized as objectively ordered to the revealed plans of God. Francis last year caused controversy among Catholics by giving his backing to civil unions, but has never come out in favor of religious unions. Monday's decree reiterated the Church's position that marriage between a man and a woman is part of God's plan and is intended for the sake of creating new life. It acknowledged that the wish to bless same-sex unions is not infrequently motivated by a sincere desire to welcome and accompany homosexual persons. But since the unions are not intended as part of God's plan, they cannot validly be blessed by the Church, the document said. The presence in such relationship of positive elements which are in themselves to be valued and appreciated cannot justify these relationships and render them legitimate objects of an ecclesiastical blessing, since the positive elements exist within the context of a union not ordered to the Creator's plan, the Vatican's ruling said. God does not and cannot bless sin. He blesses sinful man so that he may recognize that he is part of his plan of love and allow himself to be changed by him, it said. The document argued that the ruling is not intended to be a form of unjust discrimination, but rather a reminder of the truth of the liturgical rite and of the very nature of the sacraments as a church understands them. The Vatican said Francis was informed and gave his assent to the ruling, which gave a verdict of negative to the question of whether such unions could be blessed. Francis has always opposed gay marriage, but his 2019 comments that what we have to create is a civil union law caused a sensation in the Catholic world. The remarks emerged last year in a documentary in which he also said, "Homosexual people have a right to be in a family. They are children of God." The Vatican played down Francis' remarks at the time, saying they were taken out of context, and referred to his position while he was Archbishop of Buenos Aires. But it did not confirm or deny reports that it had ordered the sensitive remarks to be cut from the Mexican TV interview in which they were initially made in 2019. Francis's words were hailed by admirers at the time as a major step forward in the Church's support for LGBT people. However, there was a chorus of anger from conservative Catholics who said they clearly contradict what has long been the standing teaching of the Church. Catholic teaching holds that gay people should be treated with respect, but that homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered. A 2003 document from the Vatican's Doctrine Office, bearing the stamp of Francis, two immediate predecessors, said legal approval would mean the approval of deviant behavior. The Church teaches that respect for homosexual persons cannot lead in any way to approval of homosexual behavior or to legal recognition of homosexual unions, it said. Francis has frequently said that gay people should be accepted in their parishes and urged parents not to reject their children. On his first foreign trip as Pope to Brazil in 2013, he said of gay people trying to live a Christian life, "Who am I to judge?" Since then, he has ministered to gay people and transgender prostitutes and welcomed people in same-sex partnerships into his inner circle. In 2014, the Vatican denied reports that Francis had endorsed civil unions, and he took a more conservative tone in a book called On Heaven and Earth. "Every person needs a male father and a female mother that can help them shape their identity," he said in criticism of adoption by gay couples. He added that laws which equated same-sex relationships to marriages would be an anthropological regression. Francis has always voiced opposition to gay marriage, saying that marriage should only be between a man and a woman. "Marriage is a historic word," he told French sociologist Dominique Walton in a 2017 book of interviews. "Always among human beings, and not only in the Church, it has been between a man and a woman. You can't just change that like that." And finally, as Pastor Jamie walked towards the pulpit, one of the congregation muttered to his friend, "His sermons are like chickens with their heads cut off. Once you think the sermon is done, it just jumps back up and runs off in another direction."
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.